I have lapsed.
Is what?
I've lapsed all of my phone.
Oh, okay. Okay. Email?
Text message would be great. Sorry about that.
No, that's okay. Okay. And I'm going to put Allie down as email also because she doesn't have the text that I can see. And I don't know about Taz, which way she wants to go on it. Okay, because one of the responsibilities of the officer is going to be to call the meeting. Now, I called it because we don't have an officer, but the president should be the one that coordinates it. And in doing that, they need to talk to Ashley at the city council, or the city clerk. You need to talk to Lucci, since she's your advisor. And then you can either text me or email me at the city, or you can let Ashley can let me know when the meetings are going to be. But we need to coordinate the dates to make sure that people are available. And that's the hardest thing to do. It's like herding cats. I mean, it really is, because I know you guys are busy. You guys have so much going on in your lives right now. I know you're movers and shakers, so if this is too much for you, please tell me. I won't be offended, won't be hurt, but I want you to want to be in this position, because I have some ideas on how to make it a little bit more exciting for you. Okay, so first thing we're going to do is we are going to elect officers. And when we elect officers, the first thing is somebody has to nominate them. And then this is where I get it wrong.
Your head's on the right track.
Okay. Then someone makes a motion to elect them, and someone seconds it, and then you vote. And when you vote, you can either do it individually, or you can say, all those in favor, say aye, all those opposed, or you don't have to say that, you can say all those in favor, all opposed, and then announce what the result is. So that's how you do your motions. So that's how you do your election of your officers. And you do have a quorum. You have to have four to have a quorum. And that's why it's so important for you to show up to the meetings. Okay? When you do your agenda, whoever the president is responsible for getting that to the city clerk. However, the rest of the council has a responsibility for inputting to that, so that you're not just laying it on I keep pointing to you because you're almost in the middle. Yeah. And you're the only guy in here. I mean, I'm sorry. but if you're the president, then you need to coordinate that. If you have an idea and you want to discuss something, you can put it on the agenda for discussion. And if you have old business that you need to go back over again, that would be under your old business. So you need to have something to go by. And the reason is that you are bound by open meeting laws, which means that the agenda has to be out on the website at least 24 hours in advance. Your agenda is what they go by. That's what the public goes by. If you deviate from this, you have basically denied the public an opportunity to come and discuss it. Whether they would or not, it doesn't make any difference. It's part of the open meeting. So you can only discuss these items. And a lot of time, and this happens in some of the committees that I'm the liaison for, they'll start talking about the item, and then they start over on this side, and you have to keep pulling them back and pulling them back. That's, again, I'm going to point to you this time. That's the president's responsibility. And along with the rest of the board, too. But if it's one of the board, obviously, we say, hey, okay, we're back on track. We're getting off subject. The topic is this. We need to rein it in. Okay? So sometimes you have to be the bad guy or girl. When you go through the items, you always do your old business first. You do your new business. If for some reason you're not ready to just discuss an item, maybe you haven't done quite as much research as you need, then you can just pull it and ask for it to be on a later agenda. So you can just say, we're going to pull item such and such for a later time. Okay, what am I forgetting?
Okay, you're
motions.
Touching on the basics.
The very...
Well, that just depends on what we put on the agenda.
The discussion, the very last thing you should put on your agenda is discussion of future items. Because that way, that'll give you some guidance. And that could be happening, like you could be discussing something and say, hey, you know what, let's table this to the next meeting because we need some more information. And so you're essentially saying, okay, we're going to gather more information, bring it back, then it becomes old business and you'll discuss it again. Future items, it may be that you have something that you want to discuss tonight, but you know you can't, you want to put it on the next agenda. You bring those items up. So a lot of times, you can write your agenda that night. And again, the agenda has to be to Ashley, I'm going to say at least 5 days before the...
It just gives us enough time to make sure we have it together.
Yeah.
Make sure we're not forgetting anything. Make sure, you know, you all have your input on it. Ultimately, it's the president's job to set the agenda. But, I mean, you guys all should be able to say, okay, well, what about this? Or ask him.
Right.
You know, I saw the potential agenda. You forgot this. It just gives you time to make sure everything you want is on there.
That's a very good point. You need to get that agenda in sooner enough so that everybody else can see it and see what's going to be on the agenda. And if they think, oh yeah, I forgot about that, give them a chance. We even get to do that. We never do it, or very rarely.
Hopefully they have everything
visually. But it also gives you, it gives us a chance. If something isn't quite ready yet, and we're not sure if it's going to be ready for the agenda, if it gets ready between the time that we get the draft and we have to have everything in for the real one, we can put it on the agenda and still have time. So it's for those, I don't want to say last minute because you shouldn't do it last minute, if at all possible, but there are those times. All right, then you go to member comments. And this is comments, not discussions. And this is the point where a lot of the committees will end up saying, they make a comment, and then all of a sudden somebody over here makes a comment about, and all of a sudden we got a discussion going, and it wasn't on the agenda. And that's where it really gets dicey. So you wanna make sure you're making comments. It could be something, well, for instance, sometimes I'll give an update on the streets and infrastructure and how many wet streets they pay. Or this is what's happened in sustainability or whatever it might be. But it's like an update on something or a so-and-so, the spring break or the spring, what do they call them? I'm going to say spring hop, but that's aging me. The dance, is going to be such and such. Prom everyone's going to know. But something, or you might have a fundraiser, you might have something that you want to get on the agenda.
Yeah.
Or on the minutes. And then staff will have comments, and then you adjourn. And your adjournment is also a motion. So someone has to motion to adjourn, someone has to second it, and then you go through all those in favor, all in denial.
All opposed.
Opposed. Now, Well, I'm permanently in denial. Okay, any questions? Anything that stands out that you're not real sure of? And as we go through, and you're going to make mistakes. Shoot, I still make mistakes. I'm still being told, well, no, you can't do that. You have to say, you have to do this. So no matter how long you're in it, you get really excited about something and you just forget what the rules are. So, or sometimes you get really angry about something. We hope that doesn't happen. Nothing?
Maybe this is like basically out of nowhere, but like for next year, most of us, except for Dylan, are going to be seniors.
I can't hear you.
Most of us are going to be seniors next year, and so we might want to think about like wanting to interest more people into this program.
Absolutely.
Especially the freshmen and sophomores. Absolutely.
Even if you have people that might be interested in just hearing what's going on, invite them to the meetings. Oh, okay. It's an open meeting. Anybody is welcome. So, yes, please. We have, I think, one open seat, if I'm not mistaken.
We have one open seat. And
so
we have,
if you guys know of anybody that's interested, please. I really want
most of you
to
are graduating
start getting
next
active.
Year.
Yes. We've got,
there should be one vacancy.
Next year, let's see, 19.
The majority of them graduate.
And we have a vacancy.
Yeah, next
right.
year.
Okay. But you all graduate next year. We do have a vacancy mm-hmm. if somebody wants to jump in,
yeah.
get your feet wet.
The more the merrier. But like, if you have friends that are like, well, what do you guys do there? Come on down, check it out, please.
And especially for the high school tours, like, they're over now, but like for next year, we can make a youth council board mm-hmm. and like make them aware of it.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Yep. I mean, even if you're not a voting member of the board, you can still participate. You can give your input to your members, and then your members can bring forward their ideas. Or, you know, I talked to this group of people. They want us to try to figure out how much this would cost or put on this program or, you know. You
so guys, if people were to come to the meetings, mm-hmm. they could only talk during the call to the public.
During the call to the public.
That's correct.
Yep. Or, well, what I can do, if we start having an active group of people that are coming, mm-hmm. we can do a sign-up sheet, and they can sign up to speak on certain items.
Right.
Yeah.
But they're limited to 3 minutes. Yeah. Okay.
Okay, one thing that I would like to start, I still get nervous speaking in public. Isn't that terrible?
We all do.
I'm 68 years old, and I'm still
shaking. Just a baby.
What do you guys think about once a month, one of the members of the Youth Council participates, not just watches, but participates in a council meeting? What we would do is, for that particular meeting, you could, if you see a subject that you're really interested in, you could study up on that, and you would have voice in that subject. What do you think?
I like it. Yeah, that would be
awesome. Uh-huh. You don't like speaking, do you?
I mean, I would encourage all of you guys definitely to attend a council meeting and just see what they're about, see what they do.
If you want to oh, absolutely. If you're, if you don't
I know
do that.
You have. You've been there plenty of times.
Right.
But
and if you get
and you've spoken, so.
I've watched it like completely melt down, which is pretty fun. But
yeah, so have I. I completely
melted
down sometimes.
More times than I've, yeah.
Yeah, sometimes emotions get very, very high. Fortunately, it hasn't been too often this year.
No,
it hasn't been too bad.
I mean, as long as everybody's heart's in the right place,
right.
You know, we're all here for a common goal. You know, we want to do something to better our city. We want to do something to better your youth in your guys' case. You know, we're all here for a common goal.
Oh, I missed it. Okay. I'm having knee surgery on Tuesday, and that was the orthopedic. So, if you're not averse to that, I thought we could start that either next month or we could start it in the fall when we start up again. Or actually, no, I take that back. Forget that. Forget everything after hello. They'll start in the summer.
I would love them to keep being active during the summer this
year. Yeah, and that's one way to keep you guys active during mm-hmm. the summer.
I want to send you guys, a group of you guys or all of you guys to that conference.
Yes.
Yeah.
That is something that's on my bucket list forever for Youth Council. I want you guys to go. Mm-hmm. The League of Arizona Cities and Towns puts on a conference, and it's in, I don't remember if it's in Phoenix or Tucson this year.
It changes.
It changes every year.
It was
It's all the youth councils from all the other cities and towns near it, all over Arizona. And they get together and they discuss certain things, and they do activities and things like that, and I think it'd be cool to get you guys to participate.
That's what I've been working on with Kimber Lanning and some of the people from IBISB.
Yeah.
The webinar is on the 25th.
For the?
Their rural development.
Okay, yeah, this is through League of Arizona Cities and Towns. So this is actually, and while you guys are at your conference for the youth, our council is at their conference. It's at the same place, but you guys do your thing, they do theirs. And it just helps teach leadership, and it helps teach, you know, how councils work and what they do. So it'd be really cool.
I can't remember where it's going to be this year.
I think it's in Phoenix.
That's what I'm thinking.
It was in Tucson last year.
The last one I went to.
But even if we have to rent a van and take you guys, we'll do it.
Right.
I'll figure it out.
Yeah.
But, cool. Yeah.
And you'll meet other youth who are on councils. They did have a workshop on youth councils, and it was very interesting, some of the things that the youth council is doing. It was also very interesting to learn some of the techniques that they use to get kids, or how to get, well, I shouldn't say, to get kids,
get participation.
The procedure to have somebody be part of the youth council. It wasn't just, oh, well, I want to do it. You had to go through an interview process type of thing. And, you know, just so it gives you a little bit more experience in interviewing. I think it gives you a little bit more confidence in what you're doing and what you're expected to do. So that's some of the things that we're trying to build up. But if we can get this started in summer, or we can even try it for next month, and then just, you know, once a month, and we'll let you volunteer. We're not going to say, you have to do it. If you see something that that you're interested in, you know, because there are two meetings a month. So maybe the first one, you know, you're not really interested in that. Maybe the next one, there's a topic that you're really interested in, and you decide, okay, that's the one I want to talk about. And we're going to put you right up on the dais with us. So you'll be part of the council, and when Ashley calls Roe, she can call your name. So you are going to be part of the council for that evening. And that gives you, you know, some more insight, too.
Definitely a different perspective.
Yeah, it does. But the other thing is there are several things that are happening in the summer with the library. The library also has that grant for literacy. You know, there's a lot of things you can look at in becoming involved. It doesn't have to always be about money. This can be about volunteering. Again, I know you guys are very busy, but you can, you know, organize a group of volunteers or maybe get other people to volunteer for these things. So you're the leadership here. You're the guys that are going to take the ball and run down that field to get a touchdown or home run, one or the other. I guess you don't run with the ball, though, for a touchdown or for a home run. Okay, any questions? Any comments? Anything that you want to see to do?
For the council meetings, are we going to get the agenda for them too?
Oh, absolutely.
I can make them happen,
okay.
Yeah.
Yep.
I mean, if you guys want to start receiving, when I email out the agendas to council, if you guys want to start receiving the copy, I'll just add you guys to the list.
Yeah, that'd be good.
And then you guys can get what they get.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then you can get up and...
So you'll see the draft, and then... you'll see the final with all of the backup. I mean, there's sometimes 200 pages in there that you read. Sometimes there's not. Tuesday, I guess there's not going to be.
Wednesday's big, though. It's the whole budget. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm glad you said that. I didn't pick up the book. Anything else you'd like to see done? Or it's done differently, or?
I guess, so kind of gets what I'm feeling. I love to commit, you know, I love when I have like my heart and like all my time set in something, I can ensure that I tried the best. And I have no problem, you know, doing the same thing for a youth council. I'd love to put my best intentions forward. So I guess the only thing I'm saying is that, like, as long as I can have, like, a committed group, like, if we can get a couple more people, mm-hmm. it would...
Well, Taz is not here. We need one. We need another person. Mm-hmm. And I will give you the applications. But I think that since you've already your established group, if you've got some people that want to apply, interview them. Mm-hmm. Find out if they're committed. Because you're right. You don't want just a warm body.
Because I guess... I think that comes from just personal experience of, you know, when I was a freshman in, you know, 8th grade, continuing into, like, my first semester of sophomore year, it was just, like, I want to do everything. I got to do everything, every extracurricular in the book. And I guess as I watched, you know, everything sort of dissolved from under me, because, like, all the organizations, one by one, kind of fell apart. And I guess with, you know, losing what we had with the city council, it was just, like, you know, I stopped really... trying to engage myself when if you know everything's gonna just you know fail, and so that's why I'm really trying to get everyone, like, if we could have committed council, you know, youth council, where it's like, yes, we're not gonna, like, everything we try
and
is just
maybe
gonna...
maybe that's something that we can start discussing, though, is you coming to the meetings. You want to record the meetings? You can mm-hmm. we can do our own recording of yeah. the meetings and post them to our website. You know, I mean, we can get you guys involved as much as you want to be involved.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yes?
They need to be informed about them all getting together talking.
Oh, what?
Getting together talking, you can only have...
Oh, yes. Thank Please. You. Thank you. If there is an issue, let's say, that's coming before you guys, a quorum is four. So you cannot discuss that issue with more than two other people. And on top of that, if you talk to Olivia, she can, I'm going to screw up your name again.
Damaris.
Okay. You cannot, no, you're already being talked to. You can't talk to Sydney. Because even though you only talked to Dylan, he's already talked to, so now if you talk to her, you've got to. Does that make sense? It's one of those written math problems that are just, huh? I've still got one in Facebook I can't figure out. The open meeting laws is that you basically, if you have a quorum, then you have effectively had a meeting without informing the public. And you can get into some, you're in violation of the open meeting laws. And the penalty just depends on what the circumstances are.
How serious
the
topic is.
I'm sorry?
How serious the discussion was.
Well, yeah, it could be how, yeah, basically, if it's something that, especially if it's something that's coming to a vote, and you're trying to find out how everybody else is voting,
That is a big number.
That will definitely get you into trouble. But just remember, it can only be three people. So if you end up talking to I'm going to keep saying it until I can get it right. And Olivia, you need to tell each one of them, okay, I've talked to you and I'm talking to so-and-so next. Or if you end up talking to Olivia, Sydney, you can't ask what was the discussion. Well, you can ask, but you can't tell her. Okay?
So we can't even inform the other members that weren't present. Like, say if we fill the other chair and two of them are gone, uh-huh. and Dylan had talked to me and I was here, we can't inform the other people.
Of something that's gone on already?
Yeah.
Oh, yes, absolutely. Anything that's already taken place in public, because we're recording it, you can talk to them.
Yes. Yeah. Just don't talk about future stuff. Like,
right.
Well, this is coming up, so I think I'm going to vote for this, but he said he's gonna not vote for it.
You can say what's coming up though, correct?
Yeah, you know, this is what the potential items for our next agenda are, that kind of stuff.
It kind of sounds like, because I'm thinking that's like kind of secrets.
Secret. It is secret. No, I'm just kidding.
Sometimes people think, you know, that, you know, everything's a big secret, but there are, you know, and people are get very upset about executive sessions that we hold, but there are legalities in a lot of them and that people don't understand, but they understand, but they still want to know what's going on. And if it's a personnel matter, that is one of the times that you go into executive session. You don't air somebody's dirty laundry or what they're making or whether you're going to promote them or whatever until you've made that decision, or not made that decision, until you've discussed it in executive session. So, okay. One last thing. I'm the liaison for the council to this committee. And I love the idea of just going and just, you know, raising to the top. I don't know how to even describe it, but I get such joy in watching youth take part in something that is really in their heart, that they really want to do. And that is the motivation that I want you guys to come up with or to have to be on this council. The responsibility of calling the council, which I already called, or called these youth council, making the meetings, and you can have a set meeting. As a matter of fact, it's easier if you do. Then everybody knows, okay, Wednesday at 3 o'clock, the third Wednesday of the month, we have a meeting, regardless. Now, summers are something different because of not being in school. But during the school year, it's very easy. And if you need to change that, that's fine. You just need to make sure you go to a council, you know, you have a council meeting, and then you decide, okay, well, you know, Wednesday's not really a good time this year, a good day this year. Why don't we try it on the second Tuesday of the month? Or that'd work. Whatever. But it's a lot easier. No, it's not. It's first and third. I always do that too. The main thing is to get people, you know, their mindset, okay, that's when we have this meeting. It's a lot easier to get people there if they know it's at a set time. It's not nearly as painful to try to get a hold of people. That responsibility is the council. Primarily, the president, to do that coordination and to do the calling. And you're going to do that in conjunction with Lucci. Lucci is your mentor, your advisor. So she's the one to help you out with all of that. Okay, any questions?
I have a question. It's digressing a little bit, but...
Oh, no, we can't do that. This is an open discussion, this portion of it. We did it that way.
Say if we had, like for example, the softball lights, if they were on a future agenda item, and could we, like, research on our own before?
Absolutely. Oh, absolutely.
Please, like, do. Stuff, please do.
Absolutely.
She researched it before.
The softball field?
Yeah, like, it was just an example, but...
Absolutely, that's what expected.
That's absolutely,
yes.
Yeah, well, it was voted last year on the softball field. The girls?
Yeah, it was just an example.
Yeah, as one of their items they wanted to look into.
It has to come back to...
And that would probably be something that would be, you know, you would suggest it for a future agenda item, and... It, you know, you volunteer and say, hey, I will do the research on this, or the president may ask, okay, who wants to do research on this? And it could be two people. Mm-hmm. It could be three people that do it.
Your goal is always to come to the meetings as prepared as you can be.
Yeah.
So researching things ahead of time is always a huge plus.
Okay. What's next? Oh, the budget. As you know, the council is in the middle of budget, or just starting the budget. We started last night, and our next budget meeting is on Wednesday, this coming Wednesday. So because we didn't have a youth council meeting, and I had a trip that I'd already planned, we didn't, I keep wanting to call you Leslie, that's my sister-in-law. Ashley went ahead and put down what it was for last year, which is $1,000.
More than that.
How much?
It was more than that.
Oh, was it?
I think it's 10.
10, I believe.
Total expenditures are proposed of 10,000.
Well, I missed a zero.
It just gives them a little bit of wiggle room.
So that's what's going to be in the budget for next year.
Actually,
I am out of place because the next thing we need to do is to elect officers.
So Joan, what they voted on last year, the 10,000 to go to the softball field?
They had a couple different priorities, but...
Yeah, well, they did the books at the library. But we had the library.
I don't remember.
That was just a donation, though. They had other projects that they were going to focus on. They had a few. I'd have to go pull it from my notes.
The ball field is what they voted on to give them money, and it should be in there.
No, I don't think they voted on it.
They just voted to research it.
Because I don't think they had all the figures for it.
Yeah, they voted to research it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But we'll double check that.
Okay.
Okay.
I've done research on it.
Taz
was the one that was supposed to do that. But I've got the data. I'll give it to you guys.
Okay.
So,
all right.
Any nominations for? Do you just have to
have secretary? Nomination for just president, vice president.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Any nominations for president? You can nominate yourself.
Absolutely.
I'll nominate Jonah for president.
Do a motion or second? I'm sorry. You had the motion. I motion.
Well, you have to second the nomination first.
Okay. Then I second the nomination.
Okay. Any other nominations? You sure you don't want to nominate yourself? I'm sorry I'm picking on you, but you just had the
so
sweetest
quiet.
Smile. Well, no, she's just got this lovely smile.
That.
Okay, anyone, do I have a motion?
I motion to elect Jonah as our president.
Does she always call you Jonah?
No, just one of my teachers.
Oh, okay.
Do
you have a second?
It's all right.
You can second.
One.
Yeah,
it's
I will
okay.
second
okay.
that motion.
Yeah, if you make the motion, of course you can't second your own motion. But even if you nominate second another motion, you can still second.
Okay.
Or a nomination, you can still second another one.
Okay.
It happens all the time. It's just the same people that do seconds, and so and same person that adjourns. Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All opposed? You could oppose, but it wouldn't do any good. Well, no, if you said serious doubts of doing that, of course we wouldn't push it. Okay. The motion passes 4-0.
Okay. So now Mr. President, now you take over.
You do
surprise.
The nominations for the Vice President.
Do I have any nominations for a position of Vice President?
I'll nominate myself.
I second that.
Alright, we have a,
wow,
we have a second.
She seconded.
She did.
She seconded.
Yeah, I know.
Oh.
I didn't. sorry, I just caught me off balance for
a second.
Okay.
You didn't know it was going to go down in your lap that quick.
To answer.
You're a little rusty.
I blamed it on jet lag, but...
So after we have the, I know how to do this for normal things, but not for positions. So it's
okay,
motion,
so,
second, and then it goes back to it.
Any more nominations?
Oh, yeah. Any existing nominations?
And you guys can do Taz, too. She's right? We can nominate Taz. You know she's not here. Okay.
You can? She may not like it. I don't know.
Seeing no other... nominations, I move to elect Olivia Conklin as Vice President of the Bisbee Youth Council.
No, you have to make a motion to elect her.
Yeah, I raised the motion to elect Olivia Conklin as vice president.
And I second that.
Okay. Motion is a second. So then it's all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? All right, motion passes unanimously 4-0.
Very good.
Dylan. I'm going to put Dylan on the agenda
please,
from here
you.
On out.
Jenna.
Sorry, that's what I have.
No, it's no problem.
I should know better, but.
Are we electing a secretary treasurer?
I don't think they've had it in the past, so
no,
I pretty much will have your recording and I'll take brief minutes of what you guys are doing. So
because it's recorded and you don't get to handle any money, you just give it away.
Oh, we're being
you don't get to touch it.
You are. Sorry. If anybody ever wants a recording, a copy of the recording, I have it. So.
Okay. So the only other thing that I had on the agenda was the discussion of future agenda items.
So do we not like remember if the softball thing was voted on or it was just voted to research it?
Research
right?
it, and then we kept trying to have meetings, and I think we were waiting for a president or from the principal. We were waiting for like a presentation, either the principal or the superintendent. And I don't think you guys ever, we ever got around to him actually showing up.
Yeah, because that was supposed to be in July, I believe.
Yeah,
and then that kind of fell.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, we showed up in the city. I remember.
I have a comment on that. With the, you're talking about the softball
yes.
field. I had a discussion with, God dang it. What's his name? Mike.
Yeah.
And they are looking at, we can get the poles. We're looking at, I think it is St. David or one of those schools that they're not using them. They've got some left over. And they're getting a price on them. APS will dig the holes and set them for nothing. Okay. And then we have to get the lights. So he's in the process of doing that. So it is, it's slow going.
Okay, I'm going to stop you right there because there's no discussion on this.
Wow.
Sorry.
Okay.
So we'll just put it on the future agenda.
Yeah, you guys can.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So do we have to move to put it on the future
agenda? No, you can just say, you know, I'd like to have that added to the next agenda.
Yeah, well, let's put it on the agenda next time because I'll have some information on that.
There you go.
Okay. Let anybody else?
Adding a discussion about recruitment.
Okay.
What
recruitment discussion.
Oh, yes, absolutely.
Maybe a seminar based. I'm not discussion. No discussion, but something of that.
Yeah. Well, you want to discuss how you go. You want to go about recruiting, and maybe have.
Well, recruitment options, like if we want to use media or
absolutely
a physical congregation.
If you guys want to do flyers,
that's
if you guys
want to
send an email to everybody. I don't know if you guys have like. School-wide email, I don't know.
And also, like, I think in with that, it should be if we want to do interviews or if we want to keep it with how we had it.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Well,
and also the part of that should be what Cindy was talking about, that most of you will be graduating after next year, so you want to get people prepared in the wings and get them interested and get the crowd in here so that maybe they'll pick up on it once you guys graduate.
Where did you guys hear about the youth camp? Were you on student body?
I do remember student council.
Took it to the student body. Mm. And she took some things and handed them out for me. She was very nice about it.
So softball lights, recruitment, what other things would you guys like to discuss?
Did you ever find out about the pool? Because I remember that was
You guys had, did a up to $500 donation to them. You guys did sunscreen, you guys did pool.
We had
noodles.
The jackets, the meeting in June, we did was the jackets.
Yep, we did the life jackets.
Because I remember
I went ahead and I ordered it all and it got there. Okay. I made sure it got there last summer.
Cool.
So.
And then that
is? Maybe discussing opportunities for participating in the city council.
Okay.
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
Like planning it out in advance.
You bet. Good, I'm glad you picked up on that one. That one excites me, that really does, because you really get involved and you really see the ins and outs of it, and you see the, should I say, the nakedness of it all?
Everything that's going on in town.
Yeah.
And I think the best opportunities are when it's usually community-based.
Yes.
And I've learned that from seeing so many different meetings where it's like there'd be a small topic, there's just a couple of people, but when it was something that would affect the community and its future, you'd have like a substantial amount of the town present, which would be a lot.
That's usually something that is very contentious, and you've got a group that doesn't, or I shouldn't say contentious, it's a
debate.
It's a hot topic, just there. People have definite ideas, and and it's very informative, very informative.
I have a question.
You were at one of those.
Back in last summer.
Yes.
Now, when we have something that's coming up like this ball field thing, can we have, when they want to put it on here, discussion and possible approval?
Yes.
Of different things.
Yeah, but I just wanted to make sure that they were at the point to approve something. Instead of getting ahead of ourselves.
And having possible approval right there means it may not be approved. You may not have enough information. But if you do, then you've got the option.
Instead of just being tied to discussion, you guys are able to either discuss or vote.
Okay. And if it's just discussion and we figure out that we want to approve, we have to wait until the next meeting, right?
That's why every agenda item, you'll see it on the agenda when you get it for council, it's always discussion and possible approval, because we don't ever want to tie the council's hands and not allow them to vote on something.
Otherwise, it just keeps going.
Dragging on.
On and on. And you forget to vote.
You did.
I did. I forgot to vote. I was so passionate about what I had said, I just went into a trance. Still, I think it was jet lag.
We'll blame it on that.
Yeah. Okay, the next one will be your member comments. Unless, are there any other, I'm sorry, I'm taking over.
You catch him off guard.
Sorry.
I know.
All right, do you have any comments from members of the council?
No.
Any opinions on your thoughts? Any kind of thinking about?
I feel like I'm still a bit confused about the member comments. Like, what are you allowed to say?
As long as you don't swear, you can say almost
anything. If you want to inform the council, your council, of something that's upcoming, if you want to inform them about, or remind them, say you guys are participating in an event in a month. I just want to remind the council, so and such is going on in a month. You know, mark it down in your calendars. This is just your time to remind the group. Do something, like say something for the good of the order, basically. Or if there's people here viewing your meeting, you can inform them things too.
So does it have to be strictly like about us, or can it be like about the school?
School events?
Yeah, absolutely.
I believe you can say, I've seen it on the count, you can say something that, I believe that's at the beginning of the meeting, if you could say something about yourself, like something you did, or, I know that's, I've seen that at city meetings, where someone's mentioned something they did, but it was always in correlation to the council, like they looked into something, or they did this, or did.
Mm-hmm. I thought that was usually at the council, or,
You guys can
have
your
one mayor
or you can do your council comments at the end.
Sometimes it is at the beginning.
This is just similar to your council comments at the end.
And it can very well be something like that. I'm trying to think. Doug Dunn brought up something that the Misty Foundation had done.
Yeah, I remember that.
And things of that sort. Maybe it was something that you did that for the school, or maybe another organization that you're in, and you just want people know. And it's a way to get the word out on things. Which a lot of people that go to the Call of the Public do. So, but the council is more than, are more than invited to do that.
I just have a comment, actually, because I just glanced over this handy pamphlet here about board terms. A full term shall be 3 years. Mm-hmm. Is that still the term for youth council, or that's just a general saying?
Well, if you change that, that's on the code.
O-94-38.
I don't think it applies to youth council.
Oh, was that in the ordinance?
Yeah, Article 2.8.
What is it?
2.8?
He's talking about the term for youth
sub-bullet B.
Oh, no, that's...
That's all other boards and commissions, I think.
Well, they are a board for the...
I think there's an exception, though, for youth council.
Okay.
Maybe we could, as future agenda items, revise the...
You want a specification for youth council?
Okay. Sure.
Any other comments from members of council?
Do you think 3 years is too long, or not enough, or...
I think maybe being a high school student of a commitment. It's something that's...
It is a commitment.
It's definitely, or something that should be highlighted in the selection process if we... Mm-hmm. Vote to approve the selection process.
And are you...
Definitely talk about that when you bring up the item next time on recruiting people. Cool. And if... We have to change city code on that.
Mm-hmm. Well,
which is easy enough to do.
But then be at a council meeting and present it and tell them what?
Perfect!
So... Youth council, you can be until 18, right?
Well, yeah, until you graduate, yeah. 18, graduate. I don't remember what it says.
Oh, yeah, it says grade 6 through 12.
Okay, so graduation.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
okay.
I'll have to look at the cities.
I mean, if you guys would like to change that too, to be till 18 instead of just till graduation, that's just something that you guys can discuss, you know?
Youth council is 6 through 12, mm-hmm. and in order to be on, like, the real city council is 18.
Correct. So that's why I'm saying.
Can I put in the agenda, like, discuss us?
I put discuss length of service, so, yeah. I can put slash age.
No, I actually saw a protest out front today. The hashtag Red for Ed.
Mm-hmm.
All the teachers are standing outside for more higher pay, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so I thought that was really interesting. It only happened for a few minutes. It's like just holding the parking lot. But it was really interesting to see that they had a opinion on how they're being paid. So holy thank you.
Yeah, that was actually interesting as I was driving to Safeway this morning. There was, you know, a bunch of teachers standing outside with signs, and I asked one of my teachers, she digressed with, it's illegal in Arizona for teachers to strike during the school hours of, you know, 7 to 4, like the general 7 to 5 that you see on the middle of the street, people with signs, and they can protest before their contract hour starts. And so I thought that was kind of weird. It's like, I think 7:20 or 7:30 in the morning, and they're all protesting. I thought that was kind of cool. I thought they were all on strike.
You thought you had the day off school.
It's not legal to strike during, that's in Arizona. From what I understand, I could be wrong, that's one interpretation of it. But, well, it wasn't in, was it Virginia?
It was 9th. Arizona.
I can't remember if it was Kentucky or Virginia. Oh, no, I'm sorry, Oklahoma. It is striking, and it's not legal there either. So, but. Okay. Staff conference. Sorry.
All right. Have any comments from liaisons present?
No, I'm just doing my research on that. And No, I have all the information. I don't have it on the agenda.
I gave you, I gave you the city code that it had, it's like two or three paragraphs for the youth council. Just do notice three consecutive absence, and then the boards or the council can vote.
Does it?
To have you resign from the board.
Does it not?
It's only if I mean, if it was like, you know, best member, or the, you know, if it's based on a justification, I guess, and that's up to the council.
Without a reasonable excuse. It's without a reasonable excuse.
Yeah, if they're just like leaving.
But you need to call in and give the excuse.
Yeah.
Yeah. Before.
To be excused, yeah.
Unless you're in the hospital or some, you know, some reason that you can't, I mean, yeah, we're not that bad.
Ashley today.
You know, shooting the breeze with Mr. O down at Express Stop, though.
Yeah, then.
That's not it.
That might be it.
Well.
I have one more question. So, like about scheduling next meetings, do we have to put that anywhere in our agenda, or can we just do that on our?
I would love for you guys to kind of pick a date today.
Okay. Okay, so, but it doesn't have to be put, like, in a new business right now. Okay.
We can always put on the bottom of that date of next
meeting.
Okay.
Yeah.
Same. So our next meeting would theoretically be in May?
If that's when you want it. It's completely up to you.
I think that.
I think I would suggest to the council a date early in May before the finals, all the field trips and whatnot.
Craziness.
Maybe
yeah.
the week, you know, May 1st through 3rd or the 8th through the 10th, which is the first 2 weeks in May. Mm-hmm.
Those weeks school?
Yes.
Okay.
Do you guys have a day of the week that works better?
I think Wednesdays.
Wednesdays
are good.
Yeah. Okay. And how about the time?
Same.
Yeah, Ms. Miller was saying that that's a good time. It's 3 o'clock because
May 2nd?
If there's testing, that's over with and so on.
May 2nd?
Yeah. That's a Wednesday?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. What do you have going on?
I have a haircut.
It's 3 weeks from today.
What's 3 weeks
from today? Actually, I should be able to make that because it's at 2, so.
Wednesday, May 2nd at 3 o'clock.
Okay.
And check with Ms. Miller as to what would be a good room, if this is where we should come, or if she has a suggestion of another room, and you know when it's going to be and everything, so that she's aware of it. I was really, really remiss in... called like 2 hours before because I totally forgot to ask the room.
I will try to you know, maybe push meetings to be back in the media room because we built a studio in
on the stage?
The media class. That was intended to be used for the broadcasting community station, so there is
fine. Wherever you wanted to have it.
Noah Subi, Subi Construction built the studio and the media room, and it's not finished, but you know, it could still serve a purpose.
Okay. That's great. Mm-hmm. That's a great option.
I'd have to
because that's much better than doing a little tape recorder because you can't always pick up everything that's going on.
And so. You know, by all means there's ways to record and you know, that's the nice thing about being a media graduate student is being able to provide some kind of support. I'll talk to the substitute for the media class.
Okay.
Because it's the long term sub right now, and so I will talk to Ms. Miller about that if the council is on board with that idea. Do I have any further comments from? Well, hearing none, do I have a motion to adjourn?
I motion to adjourn this meeting.
You could say I move to adjourn.
Okay.
And rather than say I make a motion to, you know, you make a brief. I move to adjourn. Let's get out of here.
Okay. You got a second.
Oh, hearing, okay. Hearing a motion in a second, I move to adjourn this meeting, special meeting of the City of Bisbee Youth Council, held Wednesday, April 11th from 3 to 4:30 p.m.
And then all in favor? All in favor?
All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? Hearing none, this meeting's adjourned.
There you go. I'm very